Track 8. As there are no letters in the paper this week, we thought we would read you some of the items which appeared in the Tynmouth Post and Gazette 50 years ago. That was Friday, the 17th of May, 1974. And firstly, Mr. Arthur Bladen, presiding, spoke out against criticism of claims for councillors' luncheon expenses. Members are entitled to have a sum of £1.35 for their luncheon, but we are going to where we can get it for 70 pence, a saving for the ratepayers. The first of the recommendations was that attendance allowance be fixed at a maximum of £5 for 4 hours and a maximum of £10 for a period over 4 hours and not exceeding 24. In his tax con allegation, Mr. Bladen said that a councillor had to pay 33% tax on the £5, which left him with £3.32 for 4 hours, less than some builders pay their labourers. He also alleged that because a member had an allowance, if he was retired, he would have to pay extra on his national insurance stamp as a self-employed person. He added, "It's a con by this government if they continue it, and certainly by the last government. Who thought of it?"
House numbers. Dr. Wright in Sheffield has initiated a campaign through the Rotary magazine called Operation Gatepost to have house numbers displayed where they can be read from the road. He had to spend a great deal of time in all weathers, day and night, looking for house numbers. Imagine a situation. You have an aged parent living with you. He drops a cigarette and causes a fire. You dial 999 and say, "There's a fire in my house, red roofs. You must know it, halfway down Cedars Drive, near Fairlawn." What happens when those precious minutes have to be sent looking at red roofs? It's all very well if your house happens to be Buckingham Palace.
Just what the doctor ordered. Have you had any ailing eggs recently with flat yolks spreading all over the pan? Diagnosis: old age. Try our new laid brown eggs straight from the nest, Venn Farm, Higher Exeter Road.
That's it.